Welcome to the Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast. I am your host, Coach Skiles.
Coach T.
We're here at Fountain Studios, ready to deliver another episode here. We're going to talk about our starting sits and our DraftKings. It's going to be a great week five.
Oh, yeah. And sorry, Coach T is a little under the weather. Been sick the past couple of days, so I'm going to sound a little gross during this podcast.
You sound like Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I really do. But, yeah, Andrew, let's go ahead and talk about Andrew Luck in the news and notes starting off. They re-signed Josh Johnson today, the Colts. So is Andrew Luck in danger of missing tomorrow night's game, Thursday night against Houston?
Yeah, we still haven't got the updates yet on it. So they did sign him again, but I'm thinking he's a good to go. So it's a major division game against the Texans. They held him out this Sunday. So I'm thinking he's going to play Thursday.
Yeah, I think so. I think Andrew Luck's going to be there Thursday. He always dominates the Texans. So look for the Colts in a division must-win game to start Luck. So, yeah, sorry the coaches didn't come out with a waiver wire episode this week. The waiver wire was very slim. There was hardly anything. The people that did good last week, we already told you to have them in our previous waiver wire episode. So you should have had people like Charles Clay, Devontae Freeman, you know, Tyrod Taylor, Kendall Wright. You should have had these people already.
Yep.
And so moving on to some more news and notes, let's talk about Tevin Coleman. He's back at practice. He limited practice today, but it looks like they're going to let him play on Sunday. So what does this do to the number one running back, Devontae Freeman, in fantasy right now? 7 touchdowns this season. What does that do to his value?
Well, first of all, the Falcons offense is on fire right now, and they have one of the easiest schedules in the entire league left, okay? So they still are going to have great matchups. But this is going to do to Freeman. I think they're going to work Coleman in slowly. So Freeman is still a start, almost a must-start now. Actually, not almost. He is a must-start right now. I don't think he's even, I think his two best games are ahead of him. Those are his two best games, and it won't get any better than that. So, honestly, to me, he's a sell-high guy if you can get some really, really good value for him, obviously. Who would you trade him for?
Yeah, I'm gonna throw some options out there to you, Coach Collins, and you let me know if you would trade Devontae Freeman for him. Yeah. Devontae Freeman for Marshawn Lynch.
No, not touching Marshawn Lynch.
All right, Devontae Freeman for LeSean McCoy.
No, you're giving me 2 injury-prone guys this year. Not a fan of right
Devontae
now.
Freeman for Jeremy Hill.
Yes, I would do it.
Okay, Devontae Freeman.
What about you? Let's talk about that real quick. What do you think? Would most people do that? Well, considering Hill just came off his 3-touchdown game, I would have done it the week before. I would have done it last week before Hill went off.
Yeah, for me, honestly, I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm going to keep Freeman over Hill because Giovanni Bernard's done really good, and so they're going to split those carries. Hill's going to get the goal line touches, so yes, Hill could end up sneaking 2 to 3 touchdown games once every 4 or 5 weeks like he's done already. He's done it in week 1 and then in week 4, but that might be it. He doesn't get many yards. He's not going to get, you know, he's not going to average 130 yards a game like he did in the past, like, 5 games of last season anymore.
He just scored 3 touchdowns. He just proved his point that he should be the number one back. And I think they're going to go right back to how they were having it in the beginning of the year, where he's the main guy, Bernard's the third down guy. I think it's going to go back to that. And it's starting to easily, slowly, but it's going to happen very soon. So
that may happen, but if Hill fumbles again, I see them going right back to Bernard. And if he's more efficient, then they keep Bernard in. I like Hill. I like Hill a lot, but I just like Freeman more.
If a comet hits the earth, we're all going to die. It ain't going to matter about fantasy football. Yeah. Speaking of what if all day. All
right, well, what if I just like Freeman better? He's came in and put up 30-plus points in back-to-back weeks in fantasy. And, I mean, not only is this guy a good runner in the red zone, he's also a good pass catcher. He's had 5 catches each of the last 3 weeks. So, I mean, you put that over 16 games, that's 80 catches.
Let me ask you this. If we were redrafting today, where are you going to pick Devontae Freeman at? Because I think you're way a little too high.
I give him probably late second round.
Okay. Well, that's
maybe early third, but
let's do this. Let's make it even break it down even more. Where is he ranked in your top running backs if you were going to draft him running backs?
For the rest of the year, I think Devontae Freeman's a top 12 running back, probably between 8 and 12.
So, and Von Bell's better, Jamaal Charles is better, yes. Eddie Lacy's better.
Yes, Matt Forte.
You'd rather have?
AP.
AP?
Ingram? I'd rather have Ingram over him.
Latavius Murray?
No, I'd rather have Freeman over Murray.
For the whole year, even with Coleman coming back?
Yep. Because Arian Foster has established himself. Okay. I'd rather have Arian Foster over him.
Me too. Joseph Randle?
No, I'd rather have Freeman.
Todd Gurley.
I'd rather have Gurley.
I'd rather have Gurley. It looks like you're going to be right about that one if it stays the way it's going.
I'm very excited about the Gurley projections that I did. I told y'all once Gurley came back that he would be a stud. And, I mean, I was right. They didn't let him get the amount of carries he needed to 2 weeks ago because they were still worried about that knee. But last week they let him have it in the second half, and he ran for 146 yards. So, I mean, he looked good too. So, I'm very excited to see what he does against Green Bay this Sunday.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with that. Gurley's looking really good. He's playing in Green Bay. Not a good matchup because, first of all, Green Bay's not very good at stopping the run. But when Green Bay's at home, they're putting up points fast. So running backs aren't getting that many carries. They are getting a little more catches here and there. But most running backs, I think it was the last 10 games, haven't got 50 yards over there.
Yeah.
Last year. They didn't get 50 yards when Green Bay was home because they're always down from behind. Green Bay plays crazy at home, putting up crazy points. So we'll see what Gurley does. We'll see if he can catch some balls in the backfield for sure because they'll be down. Yeah. But let's get back on track here. So real quick, if you can sell high on Freeman, I would sell him for Lacy. I'd sell him for Jamal Charles. I'd sell him for Le'Veon Bell, AP.
Yeah, if there's any way someone's going to take that trade, I would do it.
I'd personally do it for Jeremy Hill. You say you won't.
I wouldn't for Hill.
I'd probably do it. I'd do it for Foster.
I would too. Yeah, see, that's a perfect example right there. If you can trade Freeman for Foster, do it.
I would get extra out of it. I feel like right now you can get
Foster,
and you can get probably
maybe a wide receiver like Brian, Martavis Bryant or somebody.
Ugh, why would you want that guy?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want him now with Vic there. But, yeah, you could get a second receiver
like
out of it.
Maybe you can get a Fitzgerald in there. Probably not, but maybe. The way everybody else is, how high people are or caught in the moment, you probably can get a lot for Devontae Freeman.
Yeah, you
right
probably
now.
Can get a lot for Freeman right now. So I agree with Coach Kyle that you should sell high on him.
Technically, everybody's a sell high if they're going to give you way more value than what they're worth. But I definitely think Devontae Freeman had his two best games.
All right. So, yeah. So going from Devontae Freeman to the guy that we said we would trade him for, Arian Foster, he looks good in practice this week. They said that they're going to give him a lot more carries Thursday, tomorrow night. And so Foster is probably going to be back to, you know, being that cowbell back for the Texans starting tomorrow night against the Colts. So what does this do to Foster's value?
Yeah, he's definitely your number two running back. You're putting him in as your number two right now. I'm a little iffy on him. I'm not going to touch him in daily fantasy leagues, DraftKings or FanDuel. I'm not going to touch him because it's a short week. He's probably a little sore, banged up. He hasn't played in a while. So I'm personally not going to touch him, but for the rest of the year, I think he looks great.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you there. Stay away from him from daily leagues this week until we know that he's back to that old Foster. But what does it do to Alfred Blue and Chris Polk, the rest of the Texans backfield? Are they done?
They are in Dropsville. Yep. Drop them.
Afterthoughts. Yeah, don't worry about
maybe if you're the Foster owner and you want to have Blue for a handcuff. Sure.
Yeah. All right, so moving on, Marshawn Lynch. He's day-to-day. He still hasn't practiced, but everything looks as if he's going to play this Sunday. Do you insert him into your lineup, and do you drop Thomas Rawls?
If I'm the Lynch owner, I'm holding Rawls. If I have a huge bench, I guess I'll hold on to him, but I would drop him in a heartbeat for a better free agent. He didn't look good at all. I think he had 18 carries for 40-something yards. Yeah, not very good at all. So he disappointed on Monday night.
Would you drop Thomas Rawls for Duke Johnson?
Yep, I sure would.
All right, yeah, me too. All right, so if those guys are out in your waiver wire, Duke Johnson or someone like that, or even David Johnson from the Cardinals, if he's still there, I would drop Thomas Rawls for him.
Or Anthony Dixon real quick. Let's talk about that because he'll probably still be on your free agent list. But yeah, if it looks like Carlos Williams does not play,
McCoy's probably out too. Dixon's the guy.
Yeah, Dixon will be the guy there.
And
so
Dixon can get a touchdown or two.
Yeah. They're playing Tennessee defense at Tennessee. They're not a good run defense. So
Dixon's a huge goal line back. He could be a touchdown vulture this week.
We like Dixon. If you like to, if you DraftKings or FanDuel, not theory, but your philosophy is buying a really cheap player and spending money on the really good ones. Anthony Dixon is a great, great buy low.
Yeah,
I haven't looked at the price, but I'm going to go ahead and guess right now he's $3,000 or less.
Oh yeah, he's $3,000.
Okay.
So, yeah, so there we go for the news and notes. Let's go ahead and go to our studs and duds. We're going to go through every matchup, every NFL matchup, and discuss who you should sit and who you should start in each matchup. So let's go to Coach Skiles for the first.
Well, first of all, we got the Texans and Colts. Okay, so I personally don't really want to start Foster in a short week, but there's probably not many running backs that you have on your bench there. You start over them, so he's probably your number two or your flex for sure.
Yeah, I'm saying Houston's home, and Foster has always done really good against the Colts. I'm starting Foster. If I have him, I'm starting him as my RB2. He's definitely a stud for me.
Big question. Are you starting Luck this week on a short week, coming from injury, at Houston?
If I really don't want to, but I mean, I'm sure if you drafted Luck, you didn't draft another good backup quarterback.
Probably not.
So I'm starting him. But if I had someone such as a, let's say, Carson Palmer or maybe even Andy Dalton, I would start them over. No, not Andy Dalton. He's playing Seattle. But such as a Carson Palmer who's playing Detroit, I would start him over Andrew Luck.
If you have Andrew Luck and Carson Palmer, you did pretty dang good in your draft.
Yeah.
What about Tyrod Taylor? If you have him on your bench, that's possible. You can have Luck and Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, you could. And I would probably go with Tyrod Taylor just because Luck hasn't played that good when he has played, and now he's short week off of injury. I don't like Andrew Luck this week in Houston. If it was in Indy, maybe a little bit better, but I'm sitting Andrew Luck this week, actually.
What about this? Would you go Josh McCown over Andrew Luck? Josh McCown's playing that sorry Baltimore defense, has been putting up, letting everybody score on them at will.
I still wouldn't do that. I can't.
It's probably too cute, you think?
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
I wouldn't do it either. But I'm just saying, it's a thought, though. It's going through my mind. I wouldn't surprise me if you put up more points than Luck.
Yeah.
What about Jay Cutler playing Kansas City? That weak Kansas City defense, everybody's tearing up.
No, I wouldn't. You still, if Alshon Jeffrey gives, I'd still start Luck over Cutler. But, okay. I mean, I like Cutler if Jeffrey comes back this week, but I'm still starting Luck over Cutler.
Okay, let's move on. So you're starting Moncrief. Are you starting Frank Gore this week?
No, because Houston. Yes, I'm starting Frank Gore, actually.
Well, Houston, they were doing good against the run. And then
until Devontae Freeman.
They met Devontae Freeman.
Yeah, so I'm going to start Gore. He could get a rushing touchdown and maybe like 60, 70 yards. So that's a good play in standard leagues. Mm-hmm. I'll start Gore.
Okay.
I'll also start DeAndre Hopkins for Houston. Devontae Davis probably is not playing, so that's a big boost for Hopkins' value. So
huge. And we know that the two receivers, was it?
Nate Washington and Cecil Shorts are out. Look for added value. And, I mean, also, if you're short a receiver, pick up Keith Mumphrey. He's a rookie for the Houston. And he got a lot of looks last week and had like six catches, so he's a sleeper pick for this week if you need a wideout.
Okay. Is it Strong on the team?
Strong's on the team, but they like Mumphrey over Strong right now.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't touch either one of them, so it don't matter.
All right. Well, let's move on. And
we all know Strong's not very good. Look at his brother. His brother's coaching the Longhorns over there.
Not doing too good.
All right.
So, Chicago and Kansas City.
Yeah, Chicago and Kansas City. That's the next one we're going over.
Who's your studs out of Chicago?
Well, like I said, if you're weak on quarterback and your quarterback had a bye, let's say...
The Dolphins, Vikings, Jets, and Panthers are on bye. So if you had a Cam Newton, maybe.
I think Jay Cutler's a good pickup off the waiver wire. He's someone who could possibly be there. He's playing Kansas City. He's been getting torched by players, especially if Alshon Jeffrey's there. But I do, again, Eddie Royal caught 7 passes last week, and I do think, again, Eddie Royal is going to be a good play, even though he burnt us in, I think, week 2, was it?
When Jeffrey week 1, week 2.
Yeah.
Every time Royal played, he burned us.
Not last week.
Until last week.
Yeah, when we didn't start him. But, I'm going to jump on a Eddie Royal train here. And what do you think about Martellus Bennett and his huge week that he had last week?
I'm starting Bennett. He's a top 5 tight end for me, almost top 3. So I'm starting Bennett. He's a guy that gets a lot of looks there in Chicago. So Cutler and Bennett's my starts. Jeffrey, if he plays, and Forte, of course, because you drafted him as your RB1 more than likely. So Forte, I'm starting.
And Charles is my number one running back this week against Chicago defense.
Oh, yeah. You definitely want to start Charles. And you may even want to start Macklin. Macklin's put back-to-back good performances. So I'm fine with starting Macklin as your wide receiver 3, maybe even wide receiver 2.
I don't think there'll be, I'd say 3, if you have three receivers. But I don't think they'll be down this game. So I don't think they're going to pass that ball that much to him.
Yeah, I mean, so Coach T thinks you should start Macklin. Coach Collins doesn't.
No, I'd say don't start him. I'm saying he's not going to do what he's been doing. They're not going to be down. Yeah. They're not going to be down like they were.
Yeah, Macklin's gotten a lot of his stuff in garbage time the past 2 weeks. So there you have it for Chicago and KC. What about Seattle and Cincinnati? Who's your studs and duds?
Well, I'm probably not going to start Hill on this one, even though I'm very high on Hill.
Yeah.
But after this week, I'm definitely trying to buy low on Hill for sure.
Yeah.
Seattle still hasn't gave up a rushing touchdown, and I don't want to throw out some number that's not correct, but I want to say 8 weeks around that or so, Seattle hasn't gave up a touchdown.
Yeah, if Hill has a bad game, definitely go out and get him. The owner's going to be ready to ship him, and so go out and get him.
Maybe. I mean, I really wish he didn't have that 3-touchdown week this week. But, okay, moving on. Besides that, I'd still start A.J. Green. Just don't expect big things. He will be having Sherman on him with probably some safety help there. Yeah. So, is Marvin Jones somebody you're starting this week or
nope. No? Yeah, I'm starting Green and Tyler Eifert, and that's it.
Tyler Eifert hasn't done nothing since that big week.
No, he had 2 good weeks back-to-back, and then nothing the past 2. And since he already went and be like, we messed up, we need to get Eifert the ball. And so look for them to try to get Eifert the ball against that tough Seattle defense. So I'm actually like Eifert, and I'm going to start him this week.
I'm not even touching that guy. I'd rather go Owen Daniels, who has an easy matchup against Oakland, who can't cover a tight end to save their life.
Yeah, that's...
But anyway, I'm not big on Eifert this week. You have those 2 safeties and linebackers that can cover tight ends over there in Seattle. So Seahawks, are you starting Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I'm starting Wilson.
And Cincinnati?
If I have better options, I would. Wilson came out and just destroyed the Lions last week, and he ended up being very efficient, threw like 250 yards, a touchdown, no picks, ran for like another 40 yards, so he did good last week. But I don't like Russell Wilson this week in Cincinnati. If you have someone else such as a Carson Palmer, even a Tyrod Taylor, I'm going to look to start them, or even Eli Manning against San Fran.
Okay. I don't like Russell Wilson this week against Cincinnati. He's playing really bad right now. So I'm not a big fan of him. Jimmy Graham, what about Jimmy Graham?
Yeah, I'm starting Jimmy Graham. Usually,
I think he had 3 catches.
Yeah, what happens is Jimmy Graham will have a bad week, then a good week, bad week, then a good week.
Force it to him next week.
So I feel like they're going to force it to him
the next week.
Yep. Okay. I feel like he's going to have a good game. All right, well, let's zoom through these next few matchups.
All right.
So, Washington and Atlanta, who are you starting?
Everybody. Both defenses I'm not very proud of. Actually, Atlanta's defense, they look pretty good against the Texans, obviously. That's more the Texans killing themselves.
Yeah.
But I am going to start all skilled players here, obviously, on Atlanta for sure. Even Hankerson's worth a consideration. Roddy White apparently had a meeting with the offensive coordinator. I look for them probably to feed White early just to get him happy because he didn't have a catch last week.
Yeah, I could see that. But, yeah, I'm definitely starting Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and Devontae Freeman.
I don't think Jordan Reed's going to be going this week.
Yeah, he's probably out. So that hurts Washington, especially that hurts Kirk Cousins.
I think Alfred Morris or...
I'm staying away from the whole Washington backfield.
One of those guys is going to have a big game, I think, this week.
Yeah, but I don't know which one, and I'd rather not play Russian
roulette. Probably going to be Morris, because he had more carries last week.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Washington backfield. I actually hate it. I hate backfields like that. So I'm staying away from them. But all right, so there you have it. Start every Atlanta Falcon you have. What about Jacksonville and Tampa Bay?
I just want to say, maybe Atlanta's defense, it's super cheap on DraftKings. That probably is a good start against Washington.
Yeah.
It's like the cheapest you can get. You want to save some money there.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that bad of a play. They had 2 defensive touchdowns last week. All right, Jacksonville and Tampa Bay.
Jacksonville and Tampa Bay. I'm starting Hearns as a third receiver. Maybe my flex. Blake Bortles, if you had Cam Newton on bye, you had no quarterback.
Yeah.
If you for some reason have Tannehill as your starter, you probably want to start Bortles over him for the rest of the year. Right or wrong?
Wrong. Tannehill's going to get better. He hasn't done that bad.
High.
He's still number 12 overall in quarterbacks. So, I mean, he's still worth a start in 12-team leagues. So, I'm staying with him because...
Tannehill's the master of garbage time. That dude is getting all his yards in garbage time. And maybe they'll get a little bit... I think with the head coach getting fired, they'll be a little bit closer in some games. But Tannehill's not going to get these garbage yards like he's been.
I think Tannehill's going to pick it up. I think that whole Miami Dolphins going to turn it around. And so look for them to come back after this bye pretty strong.
It's very bold. I think no. I like Lamar, it. What Lamar Miller? God, he's falling off the face of the earth.
I hate Lamar Miller, and I'm trying to trade him in the one league that I have
him. If you think they're going to turn around, why are you not keeping Lamar Miller?
Because I don't like Lamar Miller, period. I mean, I only picked him because he fell to me in like the seventh round. I was like, man, I got to get him. He's a starting running back. But I hate that guy. I hate Lamar Miller. He cannot score at all for me this year. But, all right, so enough about Miami. We'll talk about them next week. But Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, I'm starting TJ Yeldon. I'm starting Bortles. I'm starting Mike Evans. I'm even probably going to start Vincent Jackson.
Yeah.
And so
definitely starting Mike Evans.
Not starting Winston because he's going to have some turnovers. It's just going to happen.
Well, if your league doesn't penalize you against turnovers too bad, like drafting minus one for a pick, that's it. He's probably, maybe, is he a good start there?
Yeah, it might be worth a start then.
Okay.
But, all right, cheap. So what about New Orleans and Philadelphia? What about old Sam Bradford?
Yeah, Sam Bradford against that Phillies defense. I'm personally not starting Sam Bradford, even though I think he had 3 touchdowns and 260 yards last week.
Yeah.
It's not a bad matchup against New Orleans.
They're the 31st ranked pass defense.
Yep, they are. That's right. But, I mean, Sam Bradford's been so streaky. I mean, if he's your best option, go with him. But I feel like there's better options out there.
Would you start Bortles over Bradford?
This week, no, I'd probably go Bradford over Bortles.
Okay. Would you go Russell Wilson over Bradford?
No, I'd probably go Bradford.
I guess about Cutler?
Oof, man. You know what? I'd probably go Bradford. So I guess I feel I need a little more higher down than I think right now. Would you Peyton Manning and Bradford?
I would start Peyton Manning just because he plays against Oakland. Yeah. But yeah, Bradford does have an easy matchup. And so I either feel Philadelphia is going to run all over New Orleans or they're going to pass all over them. I feel something's going to happen. That game's going to be the highest scoring game of the week.
You think Darren Sproles is going to try to get lots of yards in this game?
Yeah.
No catches last week. He dropped 3 balls.
I think they're going to get Sproles more involved. I think they're going to probably try to get him the ball at least.
Well, DeMarco Murray, too. He's complaining, too. So maybe it's going to be the run.
I think it is going to be the run. But all right. So for me, I'm starting Bradford. I'm starting Murray because I feel like he has a bounce back week. I'm starting Jordan Matthews, and for the Saints, I'm starting Breeze and Ingram, and that's it. I'm staying away from Spiller this week.
No Brandon Cooks.
He's let me down. I got to see something from him before I start him again, so no Brandon Cooks for me.
This game has like high scoring written all over it, but I get a feeling this is going to be one of those games where it's going to be 14-17.
Well could be. It could be just a mess, turnovers, everything. So what about Cleveland and Baltimore? Who are you starting and sitting?
Yeah, well, Baltimore's defense is showing they can't stop anybody. Cleveland can't stop the run, so Forsett is a huge start. Is Steve Smith, it looks like he has broken ribs, correct?
Yeah, he's not going to play probably. So it's bad for Steve Smith. I would start Kamar Aiken.
Yeah, Aiken's definitely a huge pickup. That's probably somebody that you can probably still get on the waiver wire today.
Yeah.
And he can be good for you while Steve Smith is out. He was targeted a lot after Steve Smith went out that game.
Yeah, and I would say if the tight end comes back, Crockett Gilmore, if he comes back, he's a start. He could be a sneaky play against Cleveland. So if he's healthy and plays, start Gilmore.
I really think Forsett's going to have another big game here. I think he finally gets pay dirt here.
Yep, I do too.
What about Duke Johnson and Zaire Crowell? Who's going to do good here?
I'm starting Duke Johnson. They want to get him the ball. They showed it last week. He's that pass catching back, and they want to get him more carries. I'm starting Duke Johnson over Carell.
What about Travis Benjamin?
I'm starting Benjamin. It looks like he's the real deal. Like they're giving him a lot of targets, and he's had 6 catches twice this year already. So I like Benjamin. He's a big target guy, and if he can get one of those bombs this week, then it was all worth it. So I like Benjamin.
Still looking to sell high for me on Benjamin. I don't believe in him. I don't like those kind of guys. Boom or bust. I'm not a big fan of Benjamin at all, but he's on my team, and we're doing our 3-receiver league. Maybe put him as a flex or your 3rd receiver.
Yeah.
Because it's Baltimore's defense, though. They are pretty bad. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe Josh McCown is a very sneaky, sneaky, deep, deep quarterback this week against that sorry Ravens defense.
The only way I'd start McCown is if he was my QB2 in a 2-quarterback league.
Yeah.
And I had no other options.
Okay.
So
no other options?
I'd start him over Nick Foles, who...
You wouldn't start over Brandon Whedon?
Yeah, I'd start him over Michael Whedon, Vick? Too. I'd probably start Vic over him.
No, you're crazy.
I'm not a big fan of
McCown. Vic can't pass the ball.
But What about, okay, so St. Louis, Green Bay, who are you starting? You're starting all your Packers, obviously.
You're starting all of them. Devontae Adams, I'm probably going to sit and wait because he burnt a lot of people last week. They put him in there when he had an ankle injury. He aggravated it again.
Yeah.
So just because of that, I'm maybe starting to bench him, but don't be surprised. He could have one of those big games this week.
James Jones and Cobb, you're starting, though.
Obviously, you're starting those two. I got to wait and hear more information about Devontae Adams.
Okay. You starting any Rams?
I'm thinking the Rams are going to be behind big time. And they still don't trust Tavon Austin. Okay? Yeah. He's one of those guys who has a big week, and then he has six horrible weeks, and he has a big week, and he has six horrible weeks. So I don't know if I want to trust him this week. Part of me says I want to because they're going to be behind. He had seven targets last week, which still isn't a whole bunch. But if your league does punt return yards, go ahead and throw him in there as your third receiver if it's a three receiver league.
Yeah, that's not bad. For me, the only Ram I'm starting this week is Gurley, and that's, I don't even like Gurley. I love Gurley as the season progresses, but I'm not a big fan of him this week because I do believe they're going to be down really fast and they're going to throw it a lot more, so he's not going to be in. Cunningham's going to be in. But
quarterbacks are putting up around 20 points or so on Green Bay. Is Nick Foles worth a start? If you have Cam Newton and
just because they're going to be down, yeah, I think Nick Foles might be worth a start.
Nick Foles or James Winston?
I'm gonna go Nick Foles.
Okay. All right, moving on.
Buffalo, Tennessee. Who are you starting?
Okay, so for Tennessee, I'm still looking and waiting for the Bishop Sankey and the Andrews guy.
Yeah, Antonio Andrews.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to see what happens there. You definitely want Andrews on your bench, seeing what he does. Stash him and see what he does this week against Buffalo. Buffalo has a good run defense, so it's probably not a good start either way.
Yeah, I may not start anybody actually in this game. I just don't trust.
Buffalo's secondary has been burned a couple times this year, but I'm looking for them to get the things back rolling.
So do I.
I'm not starting Mariota or
Tyrod Taylor. Receivers. I'm not starting Tyrod Taylor either because Tennessee's defense actually hasn't been too bad. So I'm staying away from everyone in this game, actually. I mean, in daily fantasy leagues, Booby Dixon's a good pickup. He can vulture some touchdowns, and he's really cheap.
Whoever the running back for Buffalo is probably the only guy I want to start.
Yeah, that's probably it. But, yeah, okay. So, moving on. Arizona and Detroit.
All right, not starting Amendola, not starting, Joey Bell's done. He's droppable. Drop him.
Yeah.
On Detroit, I think Calvin Johnson you still have to start your guy. Start your stud. Not touching Matthew Stafford at all.
Yep. Calvin Johnson's the only guy for Detroit for me. Arizona, I'm starting Palmer. I'm starting Fitz. Mm-hmm. And running back.
Josh Brown, Floyd, which one or neither?
John Brown. No Floyd. Floyd's irrelevant to me. I think he's droppable. Brown and Fitz are the two guys that Palmer likes.
Keep working him more and more.
Floyd may have a big game every 6 weeks.
I think they'll work him more in, and it's going to actually hurt Fitzgerald's value. And I like Fitzgerald, but if I can get better value for him, I'm trading him.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to trade Fitzgerald one bit.
Yeah. All right. So I'm starting Palmer in the wideouts for Arizona. And so what about New England and Dallas?
Oh, yeah. This is a game where we're going to talk about DraftKings here in a little bit. But, Bill Belichick coming off a bye. Tom Brady's still upset with the league and the commissioner. These guys are going to put up points on Dallas in bunches here. So I definitely think you're starting all your New England guys. What about you?
Oh, yeah, I'm starting all of them. I'm starting Brady. I'm starting Deion Lynch, Lewis, and LeGarrette Blount.
Both of them are startable?
Yeah, both of them are startable. In PPR leagues, I believe Lewis is startable. In standard, I'd go Blount. But, I'm starting all New England, Edelman, Gronk. Dallas, I'm hesitant. I'm not starting Whedon. I'm starting any Dallas pass catchers. I'll start Randall if I have him. Just because he may get a touchdown, maybe even two, because they rely on that running game to try to slow down New England. So I'm starting Randall. Okay. All right, so that's it for that.
Do you think Randall's going to be the guy getting on the passes that Dunbar's out?
No. I think it's going to be a split between McFadden and Randall, so both of them.
All right, we'll see what Christian Michael does. Maybe he's worth a stash. Just hold on. Don't start him this week. Let's see what he does.
Yeah. So what about this game, Denver and Oakland?
Okay, so Denver's defense is looking really good. This is a game where you don't start Derek Carr.
Yeah. Even though Oakland's home, yeah.
And this is another game I can see low scoring in the low 20s. Peyton Manning's arm's looking bad. Not looking very good. The poor receivers over there aren't getting good passes. It's hurting Thomas's value. It's hurting Sanders's value.
Yep.
But this could be a fix-me game as well. I wouldn't be surprised to see it that way. So I'm starting all my Denver skill players. Owen Daniels definitely getting a start here for me because Oakland cannot cover the tight end.
Yeah, they can't.
They average a touchdown to tight end a game for the last year. So there you go on that one. Owen Daniels, a big start, even though he's not getting lots of targets.
Yeah.
He did have a touchdown last week.
He could still get a touchdown. So.
All right, I'm still going to give Latavius Murray. Still going to give him a start. Not expecting big things out of him. Probably 100 combined yards. That's probably all you can get out of Murray this week.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, for me, I'm not starting Murray. I'm not a big fan of him this week. But Denver, I am starting all the skill players. And for Oakland, the only person I'm starting is whoever Aqib Talib is not covering. So if he's covering Cooper, I'm starting Crabtree. If he's covering Crabtree, I'm starting Cooper. So
we got to figure that out soon. I would bet he's covering Cooper. What do you think?
Yeah, I would think he's going to cover Cooper. So
I would still start Cooper as my receiver, but I'm not picking him up in DraftKings or
Fantasy. Yeah. No, I'm not picking anyone from Oakland and Daily Fantasy Leagues this week. So moving on to San Fran and New York. Are you starting Colin Kaepernick?
The New York Giants defense is pretty bad, but I feel like you have better choices to go with.
What about Carlos Hyde?
If it's a four touchdown pass league, this is a game where I'm really thinking they're going to feed the ball to Hyde, get him back in.
I think so too.
So this is definitely a Hyde week. I don't even want to touch the receivers on San Fran this week. I'm big on Carlos Hyde. I think he's my seventh or eighth running back this week.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you there. I think Carlos Hyde's going to have a huge game. I also think Odell Beckham's going to have a big game for people who've been waiting for that. So I think Beckham finds the end zone twice and has a huge game for the Giants. So I'm starting Eli, and I'm starting Beckham, and I'm starting Carlos Hyde. That's the three people I'm starting. So moving on to Monday night's matchup, Pittsburgh and San Diego. Martavis Bryant comes back. Are you starting him?
No, because Vic is the quarterback, so I'm not starting him. Le'Veon Bell, you're definitely starting. Don't even think I would start Heath Miller. Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown are the only two guys I'm going to be starting here. Phillip Rivers, who's actually leading the league in passing yards, playing an easy, soft Pittsburgh defense. You're definitely starting Phillip Rivers, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Keenan Allen, Antonio Gates comes back this week.
Yep.
I'm starting Antonio Gates. Don't look for Keenan Allen to have a huge game like he's been having. Now, Antonio Gates is going to take some targets away. I think Stevie Johnson is definitely not getting targets. He's not startable in any leagues right now with Gates coming back.
Yeah, the only San Diego Charger I'm starting is Phillip Rivers and then Gates this week, and that's it for Pittsburgh.
Maybe look at their run game is looking bad. Maybe they get back down on track with Melvin Gordon this week.
Maybe. I don't know.
I wouldn't start him, but keep an eye on that.
Yeah, definitely. And so there you have it. There's our studs and duds for week 5 of the NFL. It's already week 5, so it's very exciting. We're already 1/4 there to our Super Bowl. The Fantasy Football Super Bowl, and I know everyone's excited about that. Hope you had a good start so far. So we're going to go on to our DraftKings portion.
Yeah.
So here we go, talking about our daily fantasy lineups. So, okay, so Coach Skiles.
Who's your value of the week?
My value of the week is going to have to go to... I'm going to have to go... it's so close for me, but I'm... Out of the choices, I'm going to have to choose Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley's only 4,300 this week. And, I mean, this is a guy
who... Value.
I mean, that's a real good value. I mean, he's playing Green Bay, but St. Louis, if they can get the ball first and start running the ball...
Try to control the clock. It's a very possibility. It's one way this game could go. They try to control the clock. Or Green Bay puts up a lot of points on him really quick, and Gurley doesn't get anything. So it's a little boom or bust for you.
It is.
Tournament-wise, Gurley's great, I think.
Yeah.
Pass game.
If you're going head-to-head, I wouldn't start Gurley. But tournament-wise, Gurley could be one of those guys who gets over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns against Green Bay. And so I'm starting him in the boom or bust tournament sections. So Gurley's my value of the week for the tournaments. For the non-tournaments, I'm going to have to go that Buffalo running back, Booby Dixon. Because he's 3,000, and I mean, if Carlos Williams and McCoy don't play, then Booby Dixon's the guy all the way. He could end up getting a touchdown to Carlos Williams. Like we said last week, he was our value of the week, and he put up like 13 or more than 13 points. He put up 13 fantasy points. He put up more than that in daily leagues because he caught a touchdown, and I mean, he did good. He did decent for $3,000. So I like Booby Dixon in that place this week.
Okay. That's fine. I have a couple values. One of them for sure, for cheap, $40,400. You can get T.J. Yeldon. Had 22 attempts, 105 yards, his first 100-yard game. He's getting thrown to the – he's getting at least two passes every game right now. So $4,400 playing that Tampa Bay defense. I actually think that's a pretty decent value.
Yeah,
you can spend some more money on receivers.
That's not bad at all. That's what I did this week. I spent a lot of money on receivers. And so
– Yep.
Yeah, I'm very excited about my lineup this week. Yeldon, I feel like I'm going to win.
Yeldon and Dixon. Eddie Royal is also going to be one of my values of the week. Okay, I know he's been streaky, but he also got hurt one game in the first quarter. But if Alshon Jeffrey's a no-go, I think he's going to be a great starter this week.
Yeah, he really will be. So let's hear your lineup from top to bottom, from T to B, Coach Kyle. Right, what do you got?
This is my cash game. If you're playing a group of people that are going to be 15 or less, you definitely want to go with something around this. This is my theory of this week. And it's usually for the most part, you're trying to find your great values.
Oh, yeah.
But, I usually try to make a lineup, one that's receiver heavy and kind of light on the running backs, spend little money on running backs and having expensive receivers. And then I'll do the opposite where I go heavy on running backs and a little lighter on the receivers. So this one, I'm going to start Tom Brady versus Dallas. They're coming off a bye. I'm going to start Blount. I'm going to start T.J. Yeldon. Okay? Receivers, we have Randall Cobb, Julian Edelman, and Mike Evans. So your receivers are stacked.
Yeah.
Cobb, Edelman, and Evans. Clay, who we didn't really talk about that much, had a huge week last week. And we told you to pick him up the week before.
Two big, huge weeks in a row.
The Jaguars defense against Tampa Bay against Jameis Winston, who's always guaranteed to give up a turnover or two. And then for my flex, going to have four set against that weak Cleveland defense. All these guys, I think, are safe plays and definitely good for money.
Yeah, they're definitely not safe tournament plays. They're safe plays, so they're good for those head-to-head matchups. You can really win some money that way in DraftKings, especially with like safe lineups like this. Brady, he's going to be a lock for probably three touchdowns, and Blount's probably going to get his one, maybe even two. So it's a safe lineup.
Yeah, you can make adjustments, and if you don't like Brady, you want to go Rodgers, go Rodgers. If you don't like Blount, you want to go Deion Lewis, go Deion Lewis. If you think Cobb is a little too much, switch him out for somebody else. You can probably get Calvin Johnson in there, but I personally like these guys this week.
Yeah, and I mean that's kind of close to my lineup with the receivers and et cetera. But this is my lineup from top to bottom. So quarterback, I actually went cheap and went Sam Bradford at 6,000 because, I mean, you save 1,800 from Brady and Rodgers and you can put that towards, receivers and running backs. And Bradford plays the Saints. He's at home. I feel like he's good for three touchdowns this week. And so I'm inserting him into my lineup. At running backs, I have Blount and I have Gurley too. Because, like I said, this could be a 100-yard, two-touchdown game for Gurley, or it could be 50 yards. So, I mean, it really just depends on how the tempo of that first quarter goes. And so, but I like Gurley. I'm starting them. So, I have Blount and Gurley as my running backs. At receivers, I have Julio Jones and Julian Edelman. I think they're going to be studs this week. And then I have another boomer bust kind of receiver in Travis Benjamin. He's playing against that soft Baltimore defense, and he's cheap. So I went with him. He's averaging 20 points a game in daily fantasy league. So, I mean, if he has just a long touchdown, it's going to be a stud of a week. So I like Benjamin. And then a tight end, I have Delanie Walker, opposite of Charles Clay. They play each other this week. I think Mariota's going to lean on Walker. And, I mean, he has when Walker's been in and playing. And
that's good.
They had a bye last week. So I like Walker being healthy this week. And then on my flex, I was able to save money with Bradford and also Benjamin. So I'm able to start Jamal Charles as my flex.
That's a really good start.
And me and Coach Scott believe he's the number one running back this week. So he's a must start for me. So I have Charles in. And then at defense, I have Jacksonville, just like Coach Kyle's. Jameis Winston's good for a turnover, maybe even two. And if Jacksonville can take one to the house, and boom, there you go. So that's my lineup. If you feel free, tinker with it with Todd Gurley or Travis Benjamin. Those are probably the two points I'm not 100% sold on yet. I may tinker with it before Sunday, but everything else is solid. I would start Bradford. I would start Blount.
Yeah, some other cheap choices you can throw in there for Benjamin, Cole Beasley, Eddie Royal. Who else are you talking about here? Maybe Hankerson.
Yeah, Hankerson wouldn't be that bad of a play.
Okay.
So there you have it. That's our starts for our DraftKings. We play every week.
And Aiken, too. I forgot to mention Aiken. Aiken is somebody who I have in my other lineups.
Yeah, so Aiken's a very cheap play this week. And with Steve Smith not playing, he could be a huge steal because that could be a high-scoring game between Baltimore and Cleveland. That's why I have Benjamin in there. So Aiken's not a bad play at all.
Yeah, definitely a tournament play. Well, that is all the time we have today. We ran over a little bit. We didn't go to the emails. Sorry about that, guys. We'll try to hit that up later this week. But thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast. Let them know where they can hear us.
Oh, yeah.
They can contact us.
They can contact us and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Just search Fantasy Football Coaches. There we are. Boom. On Twitter, we're at _ Fantasy Coaches. Go ahead and send us some Sunday tweets. We'll get back to you on who you should start. And then you can ask us questions at our email at fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. So that's fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. And then finally, you can find us on iTunes. On just type in the Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast. There we are. Subscribe to us. You'll get the as soon as we download them, you'll get them, and you'll be able to listen to them the next morning. So, or right then and there, actually. So there you have it. That's where you can reach us and follow us. And so once again, hope y'all have a great week 5.
Best of luck to you.
Best of
hope
luck.
You win some money in your DraftKings leagues. Watch out for that insider trading.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
That's a joke. It's not really a big deal to me. Anyway, guys, all right, that's it for the Fantasy Coaches. We will see you guys later in the week.
All right.